Hi, everybody. This is Philip, and Dana's not here, and we're Tango. This is a little bit different for us. We're doing a mobile thank you for coming episode, and thank you for coming, Charlie. Charlie Max, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Charlie is a creator, a creative director, a model, body positive advocate, artist, generally. Charlie, how are you today?
I'm very good. Very excited to be here, have this chat.
So this is a little bit new for us because I am alone today. I feel like I'm missing my left hand or my right hand. I don't really know which one Dana would be, but she would be one of those hands. But I'm going to take this interview all on my own.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to do it. Charlie, so we're going to start with something that we do in every podcast, the birds and the bees. Tell us what the birds and bees were like for you as a kid.
So I never got that chat. I learned it on my own. I think maybe I looked at, like, watching movies or things when my parents had a movie on and they'd be like, don't look. I would obviously look.
Looking intentionally.
Yeah, for sure. See what was going on.
Through the fingers.
Yeah, totally. And then I had a boyfriend in seventh grade and learned a lot of things just from that, honestly.
So IRL.
Yeah.
Person to person.
Totally. Yeah.
What about the internet? Like, the internet play into your self-education?
At that time, yeah, I'm pretty sure I looked a few things up as I was getting into it, but I can't remember that much. Mm-hmm. But I definitely looked up a lot of different things I was, like, exploring. Especially, I think I had sex at a really young age, and none of my friends were doing that yet. Mm-hmm. And so I only had myself and the internet to look at.
Yeah, yeah.
And my boyfriend of the time. Yeah.
And how was he as an educator?
We were learning together, and it was really nice, really sweet. It was great. we learned a lot of things.
So, like, a trial and error, like,
yes,
figuring it out together. Mm-hmm. So this trial and error is something that we hear constantly of, that we don't really have the tools to be given, like, oh, like, I just learned this in school, or, like, I learned this in health class. I'm going to go home and try fingering myself. Like, you're really totally just, like, trying it step by step with a person.
Totally.
Or by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I really wish, I mean, I love social media today, but I wish there was something like that when I was growing up and having all these questions, because I do think there are a ton of, there's just a lot of information on the internet now. Mm-hmm. And some of it can be good, some of it can be bad. I personally see a lot, as long as you're in a good mindset or, like, really intentional for what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great tool to what is it called?
Like, accessible information.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up social media, because I love your social media. Charlie and Max, at Charlie and Max.
Yes.
So, I mean, you use your social media platform for a very specific purpose. It's not just a beautifully curated selection of blurred out nudes. It's a body of work that is celebrating the body.
Yes, thank you. I try to keep it like that.
What made you want to start, really, like, curating your Instagram towards the body?
So I love nudity. I am naked any chance I get. I just think it's the most pure form of self. We were all born nude. Uh-huh. I think it's kind of crazy that there's such a negative idea or what is it called?
Like, it's so taboo to be,
yeah,
naked.
Yeah, totally. And I'm trying to change that,
yeah,
and I'm trying to make it more acceptable. Like, it's not so, I'm not just sexualizing my own body. This is me, this is who I am, and I'm showing it for everyone. And I find, honestly, I keep on going with that because I find more power within myself, as well as I feel like I am empowering others. Mm-hmm. I get so many messages from people every week saying, just really saying how they wish that they can be as confident as I am, or, mm-hmm, what am I doing to bring that out in myself, mm-hmm. and it's helping other people, and more people feel more confident in themselves just because I'm sharing a nude of my body, and I'm not a perfectly stick figure.
You represent a lot of body types that are out there, yes. but not out on media.
Totally.
And, I mean, what was that like for you? Have you always loved your nude body and just always loved yourself naked? Or did
no.
you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I used to be a dancer. I was training professionally, and obviously I had body dysmorphia. I thought I just had a really, like, unhealthy idea about my body and mm-hmm. where it was. And I've gained a lot of weight since I stopped dancing. And personally, I love it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love it too.
Yeah, for many different reasons. I'm finally happy to say I'm fully happy with my body.
Yeah.
but that took a long time, and I did not view my body the way I did now.
You know what's interesting is, like, also when we think about something that we do on this podcast is a lot about building language around sex and, like, better language around sex. And the only compliments that we know from, like, movies, from TV, of how to compliment somebody on their bodies is, like, wow, you look so skinny.
Yeah.
Like, as a compliment.
Oh, it's such a problem.
It's such a problem because, yeah. Well, then also, like, I'm curious, what, if someone is complimenting, first off, do you want somebody to compliment your body without warranting that compliment?
I don't love it. And especially, I just moved to LA, and being in LA, it's still not, a lot of people are like, I want to be skinny. It's mm-hmm. such a health conscious place.
Diet
and
culture.
I like to change the word from, instead of saying skinny, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. Because I don't, personally, yes, I don't care about losing weight. I want to be a healthier person, and yeah. I'll always continue to do that.
Yeah. And it's a journey. It's, like, not something that, like, oh, you have the body that you, like, have always wanted and now you're done.
Yeah, no.
Healthy implies that it's like, a life thing. It's, like,
totally.
You are living in this body and how are you treating your instrument?
Totally.
So, don't love the compliments. So, everyone out there, like, just take a note. Like, we don't need to compliment people on their bodies.
No, never. I don't ever think it's good. I think complimenting other things, maybe the outfit, the personality, the
yeah.
energy you're bringing today.
Yeah, yeah, rather than focusing so much on the body.
Yes, totally.
So what is it like when you have an interaction with someone IRL versus social media? So, like, someone knows you on social media from seeing your, like, amazing photos and some of your modeling work and seeing how much you're appreciating your body in one platform. And then it translates to IRL. Do you find that sometimes people want to have conversations with you about your body or about nudity that you don't really feel like you've asked for?
To be honest, I get more questions on my Instagram feed. People don't really tend to ask me that in real life. I do have, a few random people that will come up to me and be like, I follow you, I think your page is amazing, blah, 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 and it's just, that's what it is. We don't get further into it, but I personally, I don't think, I don't know, I know what it is,
yeah.
you know?
But you find that there's a lot of engagement and, like, interaction specifically, like, on comments or DMs?
Comments and DMs a lot, mm-hmm. yeah. And it, for the most part, it's pretty positive.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it's weird, someone actually, like, a few days ago commented on one of my posts and said, I saw you on Pornhub. She was kind of, like, nude shaming me.
Oh.
And she was like, well, if you have all these nudes on the internet, you should
be on Pornhub.
Yeah. And I was like,
how wild.
It was really wild. So we had a whole conversation.
Hi, everybody.
So it's still us.
And we're still Tango. A new sex company for everybody.
And everybody.
We'd like to thank all of our listeners for the support that we've gotten so far. We are so excited to be releasing new episodes bi-weekly for your pleasure.
And to show our love to you, we've made a promo code just for you. Check out the Tango plug, or tote, or both.
Use code THANKYOUFORCOMING to get 15% off of your first Tango purchase at
www.tangowith.us. Thank you for coming.
We had a whole conversation, and I just felt I had to educate her. And it was an interesting back and forth between this. And I was basically like, so what was it? Was it a video or were there photos? And she was like, oh, there were photos that were on your page. And I was like, oh, hot then. I love that.
Someone made a slideshow video of just my photos.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. But she was using it as a negative, and it was really interesting to me to, I don't know. She also is in Germany. And sorry if you're listening, girl.
You know, we do have some German listeners.
Amazing.
We love that. Uh-huh. But so, I mean, like, there's also the first thing that pops in my head with, like, a comment like that said is, like, she wants to talk about it.
Totally.
She wants to talk about your body. She totally. Wants to talk about nudity. And even her, like, calling you out or, like, kind of being shady like that, it's actually because she doesn't know how to engage.
Totally. I think it was really informative. And we and her were going back and forth. We were like, LOL, haha, oh my gosh, like, using silly, fun language in between if I said something that might, I was trying to come, I was not shaded by it. Yes, it's some of the things. It's really because she doesn't have enough exposure in her life. And I think she said she found me through Skims, a project I worked on. And she, I don't think, has ever seen a page like mine. And it's so nude. And basically, I was just explaining my thoughts on nudity. And I was basically like, just don't follow if yeah. you don't want to see it. And she was like, I don't follow you. LOL.
You're like, great.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I think her idea and on body, she was basically saying that she thinks bodies should be kept for, like, your partners.
Sure. Agree to disagree.
Yes.
However, I mean, like, that's what we're sort of taught, is that, like, my body is a private experience, which it still can be, absolutely, if that's, like, your journey with your body.
Totally.
But your journey is a little bit different than that.
Yeah.
Your reclamation is a bit more public.
Totally. And there's also something nice that I love about that. I was thinking about this last week, is there's all, like, I have a few friends that don't post nudes, mm-hmm. and they're in professional positions that aren't in the fashion or queer world, and it would be such a scandal if any of their nudes got out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I looked at myself and I was like, wow, this is great. I post
That's
my
the
own
power.
Nudes. Yeah, yeah, I don't have to worry about this at all.
You've never had to have the fear, like, oh my God, who has my nudes?
Yeah, no, and it's a nice thing.
I mean, we have your nudes.
Yeah.
And we love them.
Yes.
So you've been doing a lot of, so you're a creative director.
Yes.
And talk to me a little bit about, like, sort of like how you approach all of your creative direction in regards to the body.
So I like to work, obviously, with nudes, all different kinds of bodies. I got more into modeling recently, mm-hmm. so that's been my focus, and that's been nice. But I try to, at least when I'm creating things, I work with brands that are like intimate wear brands, mm-hmm. underwear and bra brands, and I always try to make sure those brands are inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good message behind that.
So you have, like, I love that. I love your modeling work.
Okay.
And, you know, you've been working for some pretty powerhouse brands that are really trying to, I feel like what they're doing is that they're trying to change what their silhouette looks like.
Totally.
And, like, the definition of, like, what sexy is and feeling sexy and, like something that I really appreciate about your content, like, the work that I've seen you modeling in, the work that you've created and actually done all of the creative and art direction for, is that, like, nudes can sometimes seem super scandalous, and, like, the way that they're shot and the way that they're lit and the poses that they're in.
Totally.
Posing, I feel like, is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
And how you pose and
totally.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you have a very accessible nude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even down to, like, the art of posing.
Yeah. I always try to keep it very natural. Sometimes mm-hmm. my poses aren't very natural, but it's a pose that makes me look a little more curvier, so mm-hmm. I feel sexier, and mm-hmm. so I'm holding my breath for a second for that photo, but that makes me feel very confident and happy mm-hmm. with that. But my favorite way of photographing nudes or photographing people is natural movement and mm-hmm. not sometimes can be posed, but I prefer it not to be so posed.
So what would you suggest to the person out there who's listening, who's at home, and they're like, fuck, I want to take a really good nude.
Yeah.
What would you suggest?
Okay, I always love a mirror selfie. Mm-hmm. that's easy if you don't have a camera or like a film camera or point and shoot something. But, you know, lighting, angles. Mm-hmm. everyone's beautiful in different ways. It's how you find yourself beautiful.
Yeah.
I always like to pop a hip out. I don't know.
What's your favorite part of your body?
My favorite part of my body... you know, I love all of my body.
Yeah.
I actually was asked this in, I did the Skims campaign.
Yeah.
I was one of the videos and I was so nervous. And
I was wondering if you were going to say the same thing as that commercial.
No, yeah. I said I was so nervous in that and I was like, my butts. And that's just, I think, a lot of what people like of my body. So I just went to that automatically and it wasn't what I love.
Yeah.
But this is kind of typical to say, but I really do love my curves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was a process to even feel that and get there. But, yeah, just having extra weight on my body is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And I feel like, you know, even talking about that specific brand, like, with Skims, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Everyone should check them out. But,
totally.
You know, Spanx. I remember when I was in high school and all of my girlfriends they would like freak out about Spanx, or I don't want to wear Spanx with this outfit but I want to look a certain way, or I want to like smooth a part of my body out.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of shame around Spanx.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And shapewear.
Yeah.
And
Skims had that too.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but like that it's now changing, it's being reframed a little bit that like, if shapewear.
If you want to wear it, and personally, like, I'm insecure about my cellulite, and mm-hmm. if I'm wearing a tight dress and you can see that, I am trying to get more confident and just holding myself, and most of the time I am, but there's times where if I'm wearing a dress and I know I'm going to be photographed a lot that night or mm-hmm. for whatever I'm doing or it's, like, an event,
mm-hmm.
I would like to have some shapewear. Mm-hmm. Also, being a little curvier, my legs are thick and they rub together, mm-hmm. and wearing shorts is almost a must, or like mm-hmm. booty shorts, mm-hmm. shapewear,
mm-hmm.
because I get like what is it called?
It's like a rash.
Yeah.
Like you get it like a little rashy.
Yeah, and that makes me so insecure, and it's just constant for me, so I'm always wearing shapewear.
Yeah.
For that reason, mainly.
It's kind of like it's for the moment that you don't want to think about it, mm-hmm. rather than like, oh, I need this item of clothing.
Totally, yeah.
So, like, what does, I mean, like, let's put like a little girl in this conversation with us. And like, what are the things that we could tell children about their bodies that would like unpack and undo all of the terrible things that we tell kids? Like, oh, you need to be skinny. You need to, like, have a six-pack. Mm-hmm. All of those things. I mean, I remember growing up and just always thinking that my body was, like, not what anybody wanted.
Yeah,
or same. Anybody would want it.
Yeah. Personally, I think it's different brands that are coming out with representation of all different body sizes, mm-hmm. and the journeys they're on. I always think it is important to be healthy and stay healthy with yourself, but obviously, like, traveling comes into effect, mm-hmm. or random things where you're just, life goes on, or
mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, I think it's important to be happy in what you're doing and surround yourself with people that are encouraging and love you for who you are, because that, I think, that makes a big difference. If you're with people that are always concerned with their looks rather than the person they are, then it's going to be a more negative situation, and you're going to reflect on yourself negatively more because...
Totally.
Other people. Is that a good answer?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great answer.
Okay.
I want to go back to, like, content.
Mm-hmm.
And especially... like creating content around the body, because I feel like so many people are so scared of it,
mm-hmm.
which is why they shy away from it.
Totally.
So, like, even if you, like, when you approach any project that you're working on, like, how do you create a space that's, like, safe where, like, someone can feel, like, okay being nude in front of the camera and not feel like they're doing something slutty? Or actually, like, they might, like, want to empower their sluttiness
totally
for a moment.
Yeah. I think it's all about the energy and remaining positive. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I go into a shoot and it's not, it doesn't feel comfortable, or it's somebody's there that I'm not very comfortable being around, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. Personally, I like shooting with women, mm-hmm. working with women. That's what makes me feel very comfortable, and I'm mm-hmm. trying to continue to do that, mm-hmm. and work with as many different women photographers, mm-hmm. directors, whatever, as possible to create what together what I think that image should be.
Yeah.
That is always a very comforting situation for me. Mm-hmm. Just knowing that I won't be sexualized, mm-hmm. and I can be my full self.
Let's go to this term sexualized. I'm interested in mining it a little bit.
Okay.
Before we do, I'm actually going to first have you define it.
Okay.
So define the term sexualize.
Okay. I'm going to be bad at this, maybe. sexualizing. I think it's more like thinking about somebody sexually, mm-hmm. and like how they would be in a sex situation instead of admiring it for what it is. Mm-hmm. I think that's sexualizing.
Mm-hmm.
Sexualizing.
Do you see it as a bad word?
It could be good or bad. But for the most part, I don't think it's as positive.
Yeah.
Because even with my nude photos, I don't want to be sexualized for it.
Mm-hmm.
I am not posting my photos for men, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm posting it for other women and I mean, lots of other people, but people that are not seeing me as only a person for sex,
mm-hmm.
and more is just like, this is what I stand for. This is who I am.
Yeah. That my body is not for
only
your
sex.
Only sex. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, that makes me think that what you're working in a lot is it has to do with pleasure. I mean, looking at nudes is a pleasurable thing. Like, we love to look at the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural.
Yeah.
But there's this fine line between pleasure and sex.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they, like, go hand in hand, and sometimes they have nothing to do with each other.
Totally.
And, I mean, your nudes, outside looking in, your nudes have nothing to do with sex.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I don't... I love sexy nudes.
Yeah.
However, I think... it can be a little sketchy,
yeah.
almost, and confusing to other people if you're posting that, because it's like sometimes I think when people are posting sexy nudes, it's for other people, not
yeah.
themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm posting for myself and others, but it's more of like, this is me, this is who I am, let's encourage each other to really feel good about this.
Mm-hmm. What part of the process is your favorite when you're taking, like, a beautiful nude photo? Is it the concepting of the shot? Is it the actual being on set and creating it and modeling and working with a photographer?
So I work with my friend Caroline. She has shot a lot of my photos. Nude photos, and our relationship is so sweet with that because she really makes me feel very comfortable and confident,
mm-hmm.
and she's never picking anything negative out of my body.
Mm-hmm.
She creates so much empowerment in saying, like, mm-hmm. yes, you look incredible, stay right there,
uh-huh.
a little more up, amazing, and it's so fun working with her on that.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I think it's about the people. It's always the energy.
Do you think that fun, or do you still get that, like, fun translated to the posting and then, like, the engaging with, like, followers or fans?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, not to sound too, like, I love myself.
Love the attention.
Yeah. No, it's nice. It does feel nice when I mean, the nudes on my page definitely get the most interaction. And it feels good that I'm not posting it for people that I want to find me attractive. I'm posting it for other people to feel more comfortable in their skin, mm-hmm. to be able to love themselves as much as I love myself.
Look how much I love myself. But isn't that an amazing example? Like, how many examples do we have of people who are, like, on social media and they're actually like, you know, I fucking love my body.
Yeah.
Rather than, I mean, the opposite of that are the people who are, like, on Instagram and they're like, so 2020, I'm going to crank every day. Yeah. They're not saying that they love their body. They're saying, like, I love that I'm going to change myself. They're trying to fix,
mm-hmm. yeah. And it's not, yeah. There is also, like, I found out somebody was saying, I look great, but I want to lose 30 more pounds and by this time. And,
right.
You know, and that's cool, but I don't think you need to tell people. Mm-hmm. And it also shows that you're not okay with your body at the moment it's at right now.
Right.
And, I mean, of course, everyone would like to maybe lose some weight, but I also think that's, I would like to be healthier.
Yeah.
You know? I know why I'm gaining weight. It's because I'm not going to the gym. I'm not being healthy to myself in that way.
I think that the whole weighing yourself thing is a really, like, scary and also regular task for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like, do you even own a scale?
Oh, I do not weigh myself. Yeah. I don't want to know.
No. Yeah. I feel like weighing yourself is a very self-hating act.
Yeah. Oh, it's sad.
But, and, like, weight doesn't really have to, I mean, health and weight, sure, there's, like, a tie there,
mm-hmm.
but healthy doesn't mean a specific number for all of us.
No, never. Yeah. I mean, I know there's times when I'm not healthy, and it's, if I'm eating out a ton, and it's not healthy things that I'm eating mm-hmm. out, I know when I'm cooking for myself, I love to cook, and I try to cook as healthy as possible, and I always feel a lot better when mm-hmm. I do that. When I'm working out, my mind is a lot more clear. Mm-hmm. It's not about working out for my body, but my full body as a whole and mental body.
Mm-hmm. I think, like, a lot of people might get frustrated with, like, wait, I'm healthy, I'm doing healthy things, but I'm not losing weight.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not realizing that they're actually, like, sitting in the body that their body wants to sit in.
Yeah, totally.
We work so much against what we're given sometimes.
Yes, yes.
Like, I remember when I was in college, I have this friend whose butt just literally starts at the middle of her back. And, like, at the time, it wasn't, like, cool, I guess, in media to have, like, a really, like, nice big ass.
Yeah.
And it was, like, combating that for years and years and years. And then finally, like, thick, T-H-I-C-C became, mm-hmm. like, a thing.
Yeah.
And now, like, what we see as sexy and what we see as hot is just, like, so different.
Totally. Yeah. I found the same thing. Also, as my body has gotten curvier, it's been interesting because I almost, like, my everyday, in my small friend group, I feel like I am one of the curvier ones. Mm-hmm. And that kind of is interesting because I feel like I'm constantly informing people on how to speak about bodies. Mm-hmm. And it is a little stressful, but I also feel like that's my job because they don't have an experience like that.
Yeah.
So they don't know. Also, I had a friend say, we were discussing people and they used the term, oh, the fatter one. And I was like, what if somebody called you the fatter one?
This is a really good thing to bring up. Like, the term fat, I feel like we can just, like, delete.
Totally.
Like, it's not a word.
No. Some people reclaim it, which is cool. It depends on how you use it and who is using it. I personally think it's negative, and it still is negative because I don't know. I'm here nor there with it, but somebody did a drawing of me
uh-huh.
and or a few different curvy women
uh-huh.
and posted it in a slide, and she said, some of my favorite fat women. I go to her page. She, I don't think, identifies herself as a fat woman.
Uh-huh.
And so,
and she's using language like, my favorite fat women.
Yeah, and Woo. It was a, yeah, and it was a beautiful drawing, and all the drawings were gorgeous, but I obviously said something, and I was like, this is beautiful, thank you, but I feel a little uncomfortable with you describing me as a fat woman.
Yeah.
And
you're calling her in.
Totally. And she was so apologetic, and she said that she has many friends that are had that identify as fat women, mm-hmm. so she thought she was okay to say it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't think it is. Okay.
It's such a complicated term because I feel like with a lot of language, it takes like years for us to like, as society, to like yeah. trial it out, see how it feels.
Yeah.
You know, like for instance, we use like queer, for instance, like queer has become the umbrella term for like queer people. Yeah. However, like queer wasn't a term we were using, like bisexual, pansexual, which like it hasn't replaced those terms, mm-hmm. but it's like it language evolves.
Totally.
So like, what is the evolution of the term fat, and like, how do we replace it, and how do we like call in like people to change that term?
I think it's a long way from there. I would like the term fat to be more positive.
Yeah.
And I guess it is for women that do consider themselves as fat women. Yeah. I guess I am a fat woman. I should be empowered to say it. I that would probably change.
I think that a lot of the self-identifying with the term is like, there's the reclamation side of it. But when we are still in a, like, we're still using the term negatively, or we still hear it tossed around so negatively, mm-hmm. it makes it hard for it to be the reclamation word.
Yeah.
There's, like, we almost need, like, a second to, yeah. like, use at the same time as it, like, getting deleted in the other context.
Yeah.
Like, do you like the term curvy?
I love curvy.
Love curvy. Yeah. What other terms do you like?
Curvy's my fave.
I feel like I'm now trying to think of things that you hear, like, full-bodied.
Full-bodied. I'm cool with that.
Cool with that.
Yeah, it depends on who's saying it, yeah. though. I don't want to hear that from a straight man
right.
who's skinny.
And also what's not full, then?
Yeah.
Do you call it an empty body?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I do have fat on my body, uh-huh. so... Yeah. what are the other terms? I can't even think.
What's something that, like, if someone were to ask you, like, how would you describe your body? I think I probably already asked you to describe your yeah. body.
I feel like my body's very curvy. And mm-hmm. the reason why I say curvy is because the lines of my body, there's a lot of fat on my body.
Yeah.
Or there's fat on my body.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at my body, there are curves.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just a straight up and down.
And when you hear curvy, you don't... think, I mean, like, oh God, language is so hard, just because for the sake of like getting ourselves through like processing language, you know, like, because fat gets tied to obese and mm-hmm. obese gets tied to like a disease,
right?
Which is like not necessarily even about the body, it's about what's happening inside. It's
totally.
Not about like the outer body, it's about what's happening inside. Like, are your
totally.
Arteries clogged? Like, do you have diabetes or like stuff like that? And then you get diagnosed with obesity, but you don't diagnose somebody as fat.
Yeah.
You don't diagnose somebody as curvy.
Mm-hmm.
But curvy has this like ease to it of like, and also curvy is like a word that we can love.
Yeah, totally. Also, I'm going to go back to the photo thing.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm modeling, I would try, I just started modeling within the last year
mm-hmm.
for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I mean, I go on a lot of sets and I'm usually the token curve girl.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be, even if it's a group of 10 people, 9 skinny people.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's me who's the curve
mm-hmm.
and they're filling that category
yeah.
for themselves,
yeah.
which
but
is
just
still
one.
Cool. Yep, just one. Which I think is still cool because at least they're casting
least
a curve
there, yeah.
Yeah, person. And I used to try to elongate my body and try to be as like...
Stand differently.
Yeah, stand
yeah.
differently, uncomfortably. And now I've started to get to a place where I'm like creating more curves almost because
yeah.
I want to show like... You don't have to be an ideal,
yeah.
perfect
yeah.
model.
So, like, modeling, did you ever think about modeling, like, before this year?
Oh, no.
Never.
No, never. It was, I mean, yeah, no, never did.
What was the moment where, like, it actually changed for you, where you weren't just dabbling and taking photos and you were like, I'm a model?
When people started reaching out to me on my Instagram
mm-hmm.
To
book you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. the reason why I got into modeling is because of my friend Caroline, she wanted to shoot me.
Mm-hmm.
She's a photographer And I was really uncomfortable with that idea at first. And then I was like, okay, well, she's one of my good friends. Fine.
You'll feel comfy on set. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we did it in a very intimate space in my home. No, actually, we shot on the beach on New Year's. It's cold, actually. Never mind. But that was, I mean, I'm, yeah, I'm constantly nude a lot of the time in my home. I'm nude whenever I can be. I think it's, I feel most comfortable chilling in my skin and not other clothes.
I'm personally like a burning inferno, so I always prefer to be nude.
Totally.
Because like, I don't want to be in my own home and then just start to randomly sweat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, comfort.
So like, I think that the term model is like a hard word to or to like self-identify with.
Oh, I hated it at first. I was like, I do not want to be considered a model.
And, I know.
And then I was like, you know what? I actually love it. There's not very, there's a lot of amazing women, curve women, who are modeling, and there's becoming more, but there's still not enough people with there's not enough, what is it called?
Representation
of curve women. It's starting to become a fad, which I'm not mad at. I think it's a great thing because it's still showing off other types of people.
I love this term curve women.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term before.
No way.
No, yeah. I mean, like, I've heard curvy, but like just like as a category, curve.
Well, also, there's also a lot of people say plus size.
Right.
I don't like plus size.
I don't like that term either.
Because I'm like, I'm a regular size. Yeah. I'm my size. Yeah. I'm not plus.
You're not the... like there's normal that plus implies that there's a normal and I hate the term normal.
Totally. Yeah.
Curve women. I love that term.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that because I feel like that's a very easy thing for like anyone to take into their life of like, oh, I'm trying to refer to people like not waif women.
Yeah.
But curve women.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Model is a hard term to take on.
Yeah.
But I think it's what's so great about, I love you as a model. I love Model Charlie. I knew before Model Charlie, and now I know Model Charlie. And I mean, any child could look at a photo of you, look at your Instagram, be like, yeah, this is a model.
No, totally.
Of course. Like, what's the definition of a model? Like, doing campaigns, taking photos.
Yeah.
Working both like in like commercial and editorial and like fashion.
I see it more as a role model rather than like a fashion model.
Yeah.
You know, it's more, which I also like being on set because I feel like I have an advantage almost. I'm not a typical model.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's more, common. It's starting to be more common, and I love it. Personally, if I saw my page when I was younger, I'd feel a lot more comfortable in my skin.
Yeah, like seen all of a sudden.
And instead of like shaming myself for not looking a certain way that's represented, that was being represented so much, so heavily then.
Yeah.
As perfect.
Do you have like any touch point of like the first time you saw a curve woman and you were like, oh, you look gorgeous?
Let me think. I don't know. I mean, probably singers.
Yeah.
I think there's like a lot of singers that are, or artists in general.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more about their personality and their beauty shining through than what they look like. And that's more important to me. And that's why I am okay with saying I'm a model, because also when I'm speaking to people, I think it's nice to show that, yes, the industry and the world is changing. There's not only this type of person that is representing all different kinds of ways you can wear something or whatever it is.
What would your dream modeling gig be?
Oh, I don't have one, I don't think.
Yeah.
I like where I'm going right now. It's really fun.
Pretty happy with the list.
I'm happy, yes. I've been doing a lot of like creating my own work or partnerships with brands that I would genuinely wear or work with, and now giving that image up in being signed or working with other companies that I wouldn't wear, mm-hmm. I'm starting to get more used to that. Yeah. And it's almost fun. I'm like living in a body I would not, or not body, I'm living in an outfit I would never live in. And it's really fun to do. Would I share it? I don't know.
Does it go on the feed? No. Is it on the story? Maybe.
Yeah, story, yes. Feed, no. No.
You really have to make the cut to be on the feed. So, how does this translate to, I'm curious, like, what it's like having the content and the feed and the social that you run and what your family's reaction is to it?
Yeah. So, my family was had a really hard time with it at first, against it. My brother, my sister, really just, I was getting a lot of negative feedback, what everyone else thought, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I just kept pushing through mm-hmm. and sticking to what I knew, and I'm really happy I didn't let too many people tear me down. Obviously, there was some times where I was like, I obviously really considered my family part, but then it's not, I'm coming from, or I try to come from a good place, and mm-hmm. I have a good intention. It's not fully selfish in that I'm wanting attention for myself. Right. I'm trying to draw attention to a larger issue.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's most important. And as I continue, I ignored them. I continued to do that. And then I started getting paid for their work yeah. I was creating and getting paid for the work I was trying to, what I'm trying to do. And
once you started getting paid, did that, like, change things?
Oh, yeah.
Them?
Everyone's, like, loving it now. It's so fake. But it's good. I think I've honestly, like, empowered some of my family, too.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So that's been a cool thing. And I think I've, started to change their minds and perceptions and ideas on bodies and yeah. representation of bodies in the industry. And a lot of my family's in fashion. Mm-hmm. And so it's, they're casting models and... Mm-hmm. One of the brands is now finally considering casting curve women.
Oh.
I don't know if they were going to cast me, but that's cool.
Do you call your family members who work in fashion in on, like, you're not casting enough curve women?
I tried to, and then, you know, it's a little touchy. they'll pull a hole. The industry or the world's not there yet. It's not, right. It's not a thing yet.
Right. And it's like, wait, are we just going to follow when it's there?
Yeah.
Or are we going to, like, be a part of the change?
Yeah. Well, a lot of companies are changing.
Yeah.
But I also think that's, like, who's working at these brands that yeah. are actually pushing that forward and willing to take a risk mm-hmm. on that instead of, I think it's, like, a sales point of view, too. They don't know if they're going to sell the units that they produce, but... You know, there's not only skinny people out there.
I mean, like, the truly, like, the undoing of, like, idealizing, like, skinny and, like, skinny bodies, mm-hmm. it's, like, fairly recent if you look at history and, like, how humans have always appreciated the body. Like,
totally.
Sculpture, painting, mm-hmm. like, throughout the centuries has always appreciated curve women.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't until, like, the 90s that, like, the whole kind of, like, coked out, skinny, wavy...
Heroin chic.
Heroin chic. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we're undoing, like, 20 years here.
Yeah.
Easy. Let's just undo 20 years.
Easy. Yeah.
I think, like, talking with your family is huge because our first touch points that we have with our bodies is with our family mm-hmm. or with our friends. It's like, you know, I think about... the way that my family especially talks to women about their bodies as children as opposed to men mm-hmm. of almost starting too young about like, oh, like, don't eat that. Or
yeah.
like, especially, I mean, like, my family's Chinese and, like, Chinese women are so hard on other Chinese girls mm-hmm. about, like, you're either gorgeous or you're ugly.
Yeah.
You're either skinny or you're fat. There's no spectrum.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and super hard, too. When I'm around younger women, I really try to be as encouraging of them and their personality yeah. as I can instead of focusing on what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
And that overall, if you're encouraging personality traits in a positive way, as long as it's all good... that reflects everything. They'll yeah. be a more happy person.
Do you ever find that, like, people talk to you in a way where they're like, I wish I had your body, or I wish I looked like you.
Totally. Mm-hmm. People do all the time with different, and it's all different shapes of people. Mm-hmm. People that are smaller than me, people that are bigger than me. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes I feel like it can come from a disingenuous place.
Right.
Because they're kind of trying to, if this is coming from a skinnier person,
yeah.
they're almost trying to train their mind into, like, curve is okay. It's yeah. okay to be bigger than they are. And yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm like, yeah, all yeah, right, yeah. good. Get with it. Come on.
And at the same time, it's like, wait, but, like, your body's, like, never going to look like my body because we have different bodies.
Totally. Everyone's body's our completely curves will different.
Be completely different.
Yeah. When I eat bread, or I think carbs, I think that's why I have a big butt. Maybe rice and beans. I don't know. but a lot of my weight distributes. It's very individual.
Yeah.
And that's for everyone. So mm-hmm. you can't – I would never want to look like anybody else. I want to look like myself at my best.
Mm-hmm. I experience this a lot with how I sometimes feel people Asian cast, where it's like we tread a line between tokenizing and appreciating and including.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, like, what that looks like for you in terms of including curve women, curve people into sort of like the image of what we understand as beautiful. Like, is it, what does that look like?
One second. what are you asking?
At what point does it feel like it's tokenizing? Like you're on a set and it feels like, oh, I'm like tokened because I'm the only curve woman here.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like, and it toes that line between being like a tokenized individual versus appreciated and included in the conversation. Totally.
Yeah. I think bigger brands that don't have representation on their team of, like, inclusivity mm-hmm. in any way, that's when it's, like, a little uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still going to do it, and I'm still going to try to be as positive and as comfortable and confident in myself as I can for the impact of it
mm-hmm.
and for it to be out there. But it is a lot harder, but there are some brands that are have that inclusive mindset because they are someone who is not the normal, I guess, in what like society's term is for that. And that's what makes it more comfortable. If the brand message is genuinely
mm-hmm.
Being body inclusive.
Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of the body inclusivity conversation starts first with women
mm-hmm.
and now it's just starting to trickle into the male-identifying sphere.
Yes.
And, like, that men are curvy as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So I'm not too... I need to educate myself more on this. But even one of my friends, good friends... It just signed to a modeling agency, and he was discussing that he's a little concerned that his body, he has a great body, but he was concerned that it's not buff enough for it to be a model. And I think there's really, like, American Eagle and random brands that are casting models that aren't the athletic buff type.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think it's all representation. When I'm having sex,
mm-hmm.
as I become curvier, I love when people grab my fat.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So how do you tell partners that you want to be touched in that way?
No, I'm bad verbally when I'm having sex. I'm trying to get more confident or in doing that. I'm not comfortable. I have to figure out why.
Uh-huh.
But I will bring their hand if they're starting to like caress my curves. I'll like grab it and have them
put it exactly where you want.
Grab my stomach, grab my ass, but like grab it with them.
Do you see people get nervous?
What do you mean?
Do you ever see like you tell someone to grab you like that and you see them like all of a sudden contemplate in like one eye motion of like, oh my God, am I allowed to do this? Can I do this? I want to do this. Am I allowed? And you then give them permission to do it.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And also I think a lot of people that I hook up with always comment on my body and how it's so curvy and beautiful, blah, blah, blah. I love it. But I actually do love the grab of my curves. Yeah. It really is great. Someone will say, people usually ask me if it's okay.
Yeah.
And I'll just give them consent.
We love consent.
Yes.
Everything starts with consent.
Yes.
What is it, how does all of this, like, empowerment, body positivity, sexiness, curves translate to the bedroom?
So I think it can be, at least for me, I was a little insecure about my body as I started to gain more weight having sex. Mm-hmm. I stopped having as much sex as I was when I was smaller. Mm-hmm. And then I finally got over that.
Did you feel like it wasn't for you, or that you just didn't feel sexy enough?
I just didn't feel sexy. Mm-hmm. And I completely changed. That was everything in my life. And I changed my whole life to view myself as me and love myself. And now having sex, I love when someone grabs my curves. Yes. And grabs my fat.
Yes.
And I push them to do it more. Yes. It's like, I just love it. I live in it.
And you are really taking the control in that moment.
Totally.
Of what you are giving them permission and consent to do with your body.
Totally.
And showing how you want to be touched.
Totally. And people usually understand it when I'm taking their hand and putting it on my stomach. Mm-hmm. And then I'm grabbing it more. Uh-huh. And shaking it a little. I love it.
Owning the body that you're in and playing with it. I mean, yes. That's what we talk about this all the time at mm-hmm. Tango, but sex is not enough exploration. It's not enough of really diving into what you're curious about and how to play with it. And I love this, what you're saying about when you're having sex, you want to play with your whole body. You
totally.
Don't want to ignore any part of
totally.
Yourself.
Totally, yeah.
It's about using your body mm-hmm. to every possibility.
Yeah, and to be honest, when I was a smaller person, I didn't, or I had less weight on my body, I was not as sexually explorative mm-hmm. as I am now. And it's interesting. I don't know what it is, but I honestly think it has to do with the weight on my body now.
Yeah.
I play with it more.
Yeah.
I have more fun with myself. And I'm really using all of my body a lot of times when I'm having sex and feeling from
as
inside out.
Yes.
Personally, I love having sex with my body.
That is that's such an amazing result from really empowering your body, is that your sex got better
mm-hmm.
and your sex life got better.
Totally.
Did it completely change the way that you were having sex? Did it change the partners you were seeking in sex?
I don't really know if the partners are different. No, actually they are. What I'm seeking, I am very sex positive. I mm-hmm. love sex. I think it's very important for everyone to be mm-hmm. healthy and honest with themselves sexually.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed a lot of the people are kind of, they like curvy,
mm-hmm.
and so that's cool. It's someone who's, I don't know, they're almost sexualizing me.
Right, going back to sexualizing
yes.
fetishizing.
Yes, totally. So that's a weird thing that I'm playing with, because I didn't really have that so much before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, but also I do have a personality beyond sex. And,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not mad at it. I think it's kind of fun, because then someone really truly loves me and my body.
Yeah.
And it's hot, but I don't know.
Yeah, and all this, it's it changes immediately
mm-hmm.
when all of a sudden you know that somebody wants every corner of your body.
Totally.
And you can tell.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
Feeling better in your body is going to make your sex a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Point statement. Fact.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on this podcast, Charlie.
Thank you.
This is wonderful.
Yes.
And everyone, stay tuned with @CharlieAnnMax. And thank you for coming.
Thank you.